now, Nevada Real Estate Radio. You'll never go wrong when you get your advice from real estate professionals that you know, like, and trust. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to Nevada Real Estate Radio. Glad to be with you today on a very nice spring afternoon. I'm on my way to do gardening and get ready to do what a drone bee does. He takes orders from the queen bees. He throws out the trash. He sweeps the driveway. He throws out the dead bodies. But what does he get credit for? Well, we'll talk about that later on our show. We're also going to look at the mortgage world and certain loans that you may not know about. We're going to discuss them today with our guest, Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans. Also joining us, Chris Barnes from Dixon Realty, giving us an update on the local market, his thoughts on the general areas of interest, and we'll look at the stats from the Sierra Nevada Realtors and more after this.
Time and time again, people come to Sage International Incorporated because they experience confusion about the entity or entities they have formed either on their own or through another service provider. If you do not understand how to obtain solid liability protection, effective tax reduction, or have never given any thought to the importance of exit or estate planning issues, then the Sage Facilitator Program was designed specifically for you. To learn more, call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill today. The Sage clients enrolled in the Sage Facilitator Program have discovered that this proprietary process creates tremendous peace of mind for themselves and their families. It's time for you to stop worrying by calling 775-786-5515 to learn more so we can help you today. Call Sage International.
The most productive hour of your week. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
You're tuned in to 93.7 FM. When I go to a bar, I go to a bar to watch sports, like the recent Kentucky Derby. You would be amazed how much money I lost that day. But I had a great time. When I was at the restaurant, I thought about one thing. The plumbing better not go out at this place because packed. Thank God they use Rapid Rooter Plumbing, Drain, and Sewer Cleaning Company. Yeah, they do the big jobs, and they get them done right the first time. If you're a restaurant owner or a bar owner, you need to know Rapid Rooter Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. Give them a call, rapidrooternv.com or 775-322-4124. Call the best. Flush the rest. With me in the studio, Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans. How about that for an introduction?
That's great, Peter. I always love your introductions.
Yes. Very nice to see you. I hope you're having a good spring.
I am. I just got back from Europe, so I'm having a great spring.
Europe. Well. Must have been amazing, right?
It was. 20 days in Paris, Switzerland, and Austria. I highly recommend.
Yeah, I have been to Europe before, but not into those countries. I'm hoping to get to travel again next year. You're tanned, rested, and ready. I can see that.
Yes.
Have a guest with you today. I'll let you introduce him.
I do. Okay. So Chris Barnes from Dixon Realty is joining us. I've had the opportunity to work with Chris for a number of years. And he has been in the industry here for about 22 years. And he puts the real in realtor.
I heard that. Very nice. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Lisa, you're so awesome. And Peter, it's been a pleasure listening to you read that. That was amazing. What a pro you are.
Well, you know, when you only do one thing a day, you better do it well, right?
Well, the drone bee, I want to hear about that later on, too. So that sounds very interesting.
So you have been in the real estate world a lot longer than you look. You're a very young man.
I started when I was 10.
Were the child labor laws enforced at that time? I don't know, but 20 years, that's a good number. You've been through a lot in those 20 years.
Indeed, I have. You know, it's an industry that we're always learning about something, and every day is different. Everybody's new, and, you know, I think that's what keeps us all young. You know, we need to stay on top of our toes and understand how we can serve our public the best.
Yes. So many changes happening on the national level in the world of real estate. What with the NAR lawsuits and settlements? It seems like every day in the paper there's a new report of some of that going on. I know that a lot of the new guidelines, if you will, rules, regulations, don't take effect until the summer. But are the people at Dixon Realty, have you guys had big meetings about this? Have you guys talked about how you're going to handle this? Or is it more chatter than reality?
That is a fantastic question. And I think as a premier agency here in the Brook region, our local region, we are being very proactive. We've had more meetings I can think of in the last 3 weeks about how we need to be on top of it and be proactive to serve our public. Mm-hmm. You know, it is going to be a huge paradigm shift. not just with the industry, but with the public, understanding how we as professionals are here to take care of them. And, mm-hmm. it's a I think, refreshing take on what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was letting Lisa know when she came in that tomorrow I have a big dental appointment, you know. I had thoughts for so many years about doing my own dentistry work, you see. And I could say, you know how much money I'd save? Thousands. I would save thousands if I would be my own realtor. I mean, dentist. Same thing, right? Same thing. But the reality is, I don't know anything about inside of my mouth. I need a pro in there. And I have always felt from way back when I bought my first house that having a real estate professional is the key to being able to get what you want without losing your mind, your marriage. I've heard of some marriages that actually break up from situations like that.
There's a lot of
so
stress.
I think there's a lot of great value that the real estate world offers. In fact, some of the reports I had read about it, we're talking about how some realtors are saying, well, then it's really important now that everybody really has to show the significance of the impact they bring to the table as their realtor. What do you really do? Talk to us a little bit about what a great realtor does for their clients.
That is a wonderful topic to talk about. You know, and when you take a look at either side of the coin, whether you're going to be a professional helping a buyer find their very first or their very last treasure home, there's an application that we need to bring to the table. And with the number of years that we've been going through this process, it's with a listing site helping sellers understand the dynamics and get to their solid goal at the end. The buyer side has been effectively a low threshold to get through. Buyer shows up, we have a nice little consultation with them, we go to work, and we take care of their needs. It is going to be imperative that as professionals we bring to light what we do for our people. And that being said, working towards that end of the goal, it's going to be, that's part of the paradigm shift. You know, we as professionals will need to have them sign a piece of paper before we even get to show them a property. And that is market wide. And so as the general public, that is brand new. We know in the past, you know, unfortunately, you know, some people have put people in the car and then take them for a ride. And that just is what the application is. Is it a ride or is it a limousine service, you know, where we've actually prepped our people and understand what their desires are before we even get in the car? So working from that, I think it's an amazing opportunity for us to bring to light what we needed to do for a number of years and help our people really gain control over the situations and being the best we can be.
I'm not in the industry. I'm glad I'm not in the real estate industry or in the mortgage industry. But I love the real estate and the mortgage industry. I own real estate. I've got a mortgage on it, so I guess I am in it in a certain way. But, you know, the thing is that this is all somewhat reminiscent of 2006, 7, 8, somewhere in there, something called the Dodd-Frank Act. Lisa, is there some reason why this comes up in my mind?
Yeah, I think that's a great reference because as a lender seeing what's been going on in the real estate industry, it feels extremely reminiscent of what the lending industry went through after in 2008, 2009, 2010 with the Dodd-Frank Act coming out and the CFPB coming into existence. And so as a lender, I think what that transition really brought was transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And I really see that this is really actually kind of a great opportunity for the real estate industry and the realtors that lean into this because it allows them to be transparent. It allows them to really kind of bring to center and focus what it is that their value truly is. And I really see it elevating the experience for clients, both now on the lending and real estate side, that they're going to get a full service-oriented type of an experience, which I think is fantastic.
I wonder how many people complained about the old way. You know, they just thought that it was ridiculous. I don't remember protest marches or speeches by anybody about how horrible the real estate industry is. Of course, I never heard the same thing about the mortgage people either. It was when the government blew it in the way that they run the finances of this world, I believe, that all of these things happened. You see, is it really going to help us sell more houses now with these new regulations? Are clients going to get better rates on their mortgage? Are they going to get a better price on the house because of all these mechanisms that we have to do now? Just curious, because to me, it seems like a lot of distraction. When I was a mortgage lender, I asked my boss, why can I charge 2.5 points to this guy on this loan? It's only a $100,000 loan. why do I charge him 2.5 points? And then on this guy that comes in for the $400,000 loan, I'm charging him 3 points. I mean, isn't that unfair? And he said, well, think about the work you're doing. And I said, okay, I'm going to. And when I was all done, I realized that I spent X number of hours on the loan. It was about a $200,000 loan. But on the $300,000 loan, I was working nights, weekends, days. The guy's own businesses. I'm doing his calculations on his income. I mean, it was crazy. Then I had to call, of course, his ex-wife to get those documents, and then the lawyers, and, you know, of course, the liens on his credit report, they were all messed up, too. We had major credit repair. It took months. Yeah, I can kind of see why we charged a little more for one guy. I could also see why if the average was 3%, because you get that one done in 2 days, and that one done in 5 days, another one done in 3 days, but at least I knew I was getting X percent, right? I think it would be a struggle for people in the industry not knowing how much you're going to get on any deal. Is that what I'm hearing on this?
I think that that's from the lending aspect, the Dodd-Frank Act and loan officer compensation, and it's now set across the country and across all lenders that our compensation is set. My compensation with my employer is what it is. It's my contractual compensation. And whatever the loan amount is, whatever the loan product is, doesn't change what my compensation is. And the client doesn't pay for my compensation. My employer pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this consistency across the board. And I think that that is the intent behind the NAR settlement. Now, you asked the question, do I think that people are going to get better interest rates on their loans because of the settlement? The answer is no. People get interest rates on their loans based on their credit scores, their loan to value, their occupancy. It's not impacted by the real estate or the realtor situation.
Are there going to be more properties available for sale because of this, Chris? More inventory, perhaps?
That is a great question. And in fact, if you've noticed in the stats, we are seeing a ton of inventory come to the marketplace.
Mm.
Currently, though, you know, it's not I want to sell. What I'm seeing is I need to sell.
I finally have to sell. I can't wait any longer.
That's what's happening. I'm also seeing a lot of buyers, you know, as the public gets more and more in tune with what's happening and what could happen. It's actually going to hit August 17th officially is the date.
You know, for now, until they push it
exactly,
back.
Exactly, yeah. It's subject to change,
right.
But that's the word on the street
floating.
So far.
Oh, nice.
What's happening, I think people are seeing the writing on the wall and they're getting in gear and they're like, you know, I know what it is now. Let's find the home. Let's work with a professional such as Lisa, get my all of my financing, and we find the one, we're going to go after it. And I'm seeing multiple offers. In fact, on my listings, I'm seeing multiple offers. Just interacted with the wonderful buyer, and we've seen multiple offers on that. So buyers are out, deals are getting done, and for the right properties, they're selling immediately.
I think in the most cases, this legislation, this activity is somewhat of a sideline note because we're still doing business, right? We're still doing the work we're doing. And that's really what I was trying to bring the point of is that it's really not changing anything substantial. The market is still the market. It still has its challenges. It still has its opportunities. Always be working, though, with that pro. We're going to talk about some of the stats here in Northern Nevada and more about the real estate market after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. RapidRooterNV.com. Natakwa News, the original, entertaining, informative, and historic publication. Natakwa News is a community newspaper with good news, history, travel, and fun. Natakwa News is delivered to the north slopes of the Sierra Nevada throughout Nevada and California. It's a delightful experience of yesteryear. The articles are outstanding, and the illustrations bring the stories to life. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa. We're back on Nevada Real Estate Radio. What a nice day to have great guests with us in the studio. Lisa Fleck is with us from Neo Home Loans, and Chris Barnes, too, realtor at Dixon Realty. We're going to continue our conversation with them about the real estate market, the stats, and more. But first, I want to talk to the young men in our audience, or if you know a young man in your world that is 18 to 25 years old, we need them to know. You must register for the Selective Service to Protect America. Yeah, you have to register. If you're 18 to 25 years old, no women allowed. Men only allowed to register for Selective Service. It's one of the few perks we have as guys. Come on, gents, get out there. Tell your friends, tell your kids, tell your family. Register at sss.gov or find a local post office and tell them you want to register for Selective Service. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law. Lisa Fleck is with me, and she's the law of the mortgage world at Neo Home Loans. Glad you're with us today, Lisa.
Thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
Chris Barnes, too, is with us from Dixon Realty. And Chris, first time with us here at the studio. We've had a lot of people come to us from Dixon Realty in the past. It's really quite an operation. You guys cover the whole northern Nevada.
Absolutely, we do. Up at the lake and everywhere.
And a lot of people that I talk to also tell me they're realtors. They say, you know, I used to work at Dixon. They really helped me do this. They helped me do that. And I opened up my own shop, whatever I'm doing. I'm a gajillionaire, something. Everybody really seems to be successful in the world of Dixon Realty. When I first heard about the franchise, seemed to me like it was a luxury home franchise for the most part. Was that a misconception at that time, or have things changed a bit?
I think Dixon has always catered to whomever they are referred. You know, we built our trust and our credibility with the general public here. And so we've had a lot of wonderful clientele and agents come through the office, and we've got, well, we're 51 years in our local area, and that says a lot.
Absolutely.
About, you know, the viability of our group,
yeah,
you know, of our professionals. So, anywhere. I mean, I've sold, you know, land that's been $10,000. I've sold million-dollar properties. So it's, you know, whoever I am going to be serving is what I take my lead on.
That's really the key for great real estate professionals, isn't it? The referral business, much more so than anything else.
Absolutely.
Because when you get referral business, you not only get the business, but you get that vote of confidence that continues to flow with everybody that talks to your referral sources about the good work that you do. And Lisa, I know you operate the same way, much so in the mortgage world.
Yeah.
When people are talking to you about $500,000 deal, a $2 million deal, they don't want to talk to just anybody. You really have to build that confidence.
Yeah.
There's a dating kind of element, right, in the world of the client relationship, the mortgage lender, the mortgage client, the real estate client. You have to like working with this person because it is a personal business. As much as you hear about it on the internet, the fact is, I think the real big transactions, the great transactions, involve people face to face.
Indeed, absolutely. And you know, I strive to, you know, build the trust, the credibility, and then have the authority as the professional to assist my people. And it makes all the difference in the world when you have all three of those. You know, it's a win-win for everybody involved, and mm-hmm. you know, it just happens.
When I got into the mortgage world way back in the early 2000s, there were a lot of one-man bands in the world because that's the way the industry was. I think the real estate world was also like that. There were a lot of people that they just had it down and they could kind of do things on their own. But over the course of the last dozen years or so, I hear about a lot of teams out there. And team is the key, right, Lisa?
Yeah, I think that everybody has a unique set of skills to bring to a transaction. And so I find that when I have a team that is working with me, I then can focus on the parts of the job that are really playing to my strengths,
mm-hmm.
which is the strategizing of the opportunities for each specific client. Because each client's going to be different. We kind of like to say every client's a snowflake. Yeah. And so being able to take the time to figure that out, and then having a great team with me that can do a lot of the paperwork and the timeline type of stuff, which allows me the time and space to develop relationships with partners that I can then refer my clients to, and then also to spend the time with the client, which is, honestly, I was thinking about that this morning. That is what the piece of my job that I love is, just getting to know my clients. I just got my racing here because I was late and I had a client who was losing her mind and really stressing out. And we just had a little conversation. We made a couple adjustments on her loan. She decided not to jump off the ledge. She's staying in contract. And that to me is, and I got to know her a little bit better. And so there's that connection that starts to form in that bond. And yeah. That's the part I love.
Yeah, that really was the best for me too. When I was in that business, Lisa, when you have a client that doesn't think they can accomplish a goal,
right,
and you're in there to help them, it's like being a coach in a gymnasium in a way. You're guiding them to the steps. You're helping them along. Some of these things take a little while, but before long, you get to where you're going. And the thrill that you get at closing when you pull together a deal that nobody said could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I always felt like I was the Harry Houdini of mortgage. You know, my buddies were always getting these streamlined deals that would come to them, and I'd get the guy with no credit, no cash. He's looking for a job. Really wants a house. Can you help him out, Pete? He's a friend of mine.
Right.
And, you know, so we'd do what we need to do. It wasn't seriously quite that hard, but it was close. That was really what the true thrill of the mortgage lending world, I'm sure, is for you too, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were talking about a loan, a different kind of loan, on one of the correspondence messages that I got you from you recently. It was about something called the Neo Cash Buyer Program. I'm thinking to myself, wow, if you've got cash, why do you need Neo?
Why do you need Neo? We help you find cash, create cash out of thin air. I don't know what to tell you. The genesis of this loan program that we offer really came from clients who are sitting in a home that no longer serves them. They've had a couple extra kids. Mm-hmm. They need more space. They want to move up. Maybe their parents need to move in. And they have all of their cash sitting in the equity of their home. And a lot of people, with the increase of appreciation over the last few years, maybe sitting on $300,000 to $400,000 worth of equity in their homes.
Right.
The challenge is, how do you get that money out? How do you make that money liquid and then go to buy your next house when, as Chris mentioned, right now listings are going on the market and getting 5 or 6 offers within a couple hours or a couple days? How can you go into that type of a situation and be competitive when you have to write a contingent offer? So now your offer is going to be held up by you being able to sell your home compared to 4 or 5 other people that are ready to go right now. And the seller is never going to take your offer because they're doing the smart thing for them. So the genesis of the Neo Cash Buyer Program was a way for us, using an intermediary, to create a way to allow you as the buyer to select your new home. You work with this intermediary, and they then buy the home that you want for cash. You sign a lease option to buy with this intermediary. You lease the home from them, and the second that you are in contract on your brand new home, which is a cash transaction, which makes the seller very happy, you list your existing home. In some cases, if there's enough time and your home sells quickly, we might be able to eliminate that intermediary before we even close. But in the interim, if we can't do that, we can actually, with the deals that I've done, I've been able to manage the timelines so that my clients never had to make 2 mortgage payments, and they were able to essentially buy the home of their dreams and sell their current home without having to try to put in a contingent offer.
That's very interesting. That sounds like, I know it's not this, but it sounds kind of like the way a bridge loan would work.
Right.
You have cash someplace, right? You get it from someplace, a little loan, and then you can use that to make an offer. That's kind of in my
That's a great analogy. That's exactly what it is, Peter, except for the fact that you're not paying bridge loan interest rates. You're not having to qualify for a bridge loan, which generally requires you to still bring in a large chunk of your own cash to make the deal work. And you don't have to qualify for 2 loans.
Right. But again, it's a stepping stone of a sort that you can use to get to where you're wanting to go in this highly competitive real estate market. What again, the kind of borrower that you think would be the best for this is a borrower that's needing to move to another home, a larger home or a smaller home, whatever,
yep.
but needs to move but doesn't have the capacity to make a cash offer because they've got to sell their house first.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Chicken or egg, right? How do you do this?
Exactly.
That's a great great option for many of today's sellers, and that might motivate more sellers mm-hmm. to get into the market, which would help the availability of homes.
Absolutely.
Chris, would that help?
It opens it up. All the people that are thinking they want to do something, they don't have a tool. Lisa is the pro that she has the tool. All of a sudden, that's going to open exactly the type of opportunities that people are dreaming about.
When you're out and about talking with prospects about a deal and they've got a situation and the idea that they might need a process like this, I'm sure you think of Lisa first. And if they need other things, I mean, that's the job of a great real estate pro is to know who to connect with who.
And that's the power of working. You know, we're talking about teams. I'm building a team, have built a team, and it's not just my personal team, but it's working with professionals around the industry.
Yeah.
Someone has a need, I have the pro that I can align them with, and that's the strength of being in the business long enough that you know the better people to choose from.
You know it. That's why you are here today. Chris Barnes from Dixon Realty and Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans. You're part of on my team today. I'm glad
yes.
you're with us. Hey, when we come back, we're going to really get to those stats because I'm looking at these numbers, and there are some really amazing numbers in a few of these areas that I want to talk about. So get ready. We'll be back after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
If you love teaching and want to make a difference in the lives of our young children, become a teacher at Community Services Agency Head Start or Early Head Start programs.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I am new to Community Services Agency of Reno. I have a great teaching career at Head Start and Early Head Start, and I just absolutely love working here. Call 775-786-6023 or visit the website csareno.org.
And we're back in a flash on Nevada Real Estate Radio. A lot of our listeners are future homeowners. They're those little kids, you know. They're those little kids that are, well, their parents are listening, I know, but those little kids, we got to get them ready to be homeowners because some of these young kids, they're falling behind in school. It's just the way it happens in the world of education. We know a great company in town called Fit Learning that has an outstanding nonprofit organization to help youths that come from underprivileged families and backgrounds. It's called Empower Youth Foundation. They are changing the lives of many young children through the science of learning. Many of these kids, you know, they might be in third or fourth grade. They can't even read yet. They might be a grade or two behind by the time they're sixth or seventh grade. When they come to the Empower Youth Foundation, in as little as 40 hours of face-to-face online training with the outstanding staff at Empower Youth, many of these kids catch up to one grade, and before long, some of them exceed their peers in academics. It's really an amazing thing to see, but the best part is the smiles on these great kids' lives. And they are our future. We encourage you to help these young children by visiting the website and offering a generous donation. EmpowerYouthFoundation.org. We'll see you then. This is Peter on Nevada Real Estate Radio with Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans and Chris Barnes from Dixon Realty. I understand you're both members of the Sierra Nevada Realtors, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Chris,
absolutely.
You too?
I am.
Yeah, they're great people. They offer so many good services to the real estate community here in Northern Nevada, and they provide us with a look at the market from a pencil and paper position, right? We get to look at the numbers. And it's a lot of fun, Lisa was telling me, looking at stats. Because stats, somebody, great politician once said, there's lies, there's damn lies, and there's stats.
Yeah.
I believe it was a politician. Regardless, a lot of fun that we have when we're looking at the stats from Sierra Nevada Realtors. Let's look at the number one market that we always talk about, Reno, Nevada. In April, we had good activity here in Northern Nevada, But in some areas, it could use more help. Obviously, we're having a struggle getting enough inventory on the market. But the people that buy the homes, they're tickled. Mm-hmm. That's what's really important. Taking a look at what's happening at the Reno market, Chris Barnes, give us a read on the numbers there on the median home price.
Absolutely. Looks like we've got a median sales price of $572,500, and looks like it's up just about 3%, 3.2% to be intact. So that's interesting to see the numbers.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like the people that bought a year ago obviously are happy because they got a little bit of appreciation. But the people that haven't bought yet, they're probably saying sigh of relief. At least they didn't go up 6% or 10%. Like they've gone up dramatically in months past. And now, at least there's still a little time for them to continue to make the plan. It all comes down to how many closed sales we had in the area as well when we look at these numbers, because when you get the fewer sales you have, the more dramatic one sale can happen. Lisa, how many happened in the Reno area?
So in the last month in Reno, we had 242 closed sales, which is down compared to last year's April. And I think that really plays to the fact, it really shows the fact that we have such limited inventory right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it isn't down further, quite frankly, because you hear so much of the negative news and you think, gosh, are there going to be any homes sold? It's very, very close to where it was last year, quite frankly. And so we're still working our way out of challenges, but things are still moving. Active inventory in the Reno area, 410, and new listings coming at 362. Chris, what about the sold per square foot in Reno? What's that looking like nowadays?
So right now we're looking at just about 332 sold per square foot. So we're taking a look at the numbers and how they allocate. What's interesting, if you drill down into those numbers, Peter, I don't know if you've done that, but the smaller the square footage, the more the square foot price is going to be compared to if you buy into a larger home. So using a professional can help you drill down on that and make sure you understand how the numbers work.
So in some cases, you can buy a little larger home, actually get a better price on a square foot basis.
Typical, absolutely.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yep. You buy in volume, right? The more you buy, the better the price.
As always, that's life.
I'm going to buy a 10,000 square foot home. I'll probably get that.
Because it's cheaper.
Wow.
Buy two.
people always say it's a little bit cheaper in Sparks, Nevada. And I've found that that's generally true, and I think people need to know that there is a difference in the median home price, because regardless, if you buy in Sparks, chances are similar home plan, floor plan, lot size, you're going to pay a little bit less. In fact, in this case, based on our numbers, it looks like about $37,000 less. The median home price last month in the Sparks area was $535,000 compared to the $572,500 in Reno. So it's a bit of an incentive, right, to make sure you look at Sparks also if you're considering Reno. And that $535,000, that's still growing. Last year, well, compared to last year, it's up almost 6%. Now, they don't have quite as many home sales. So, Chris, how many closed deals did that number really derived from?
So we're looking at 131 transactions that happened. Mm-hmm. So when you take a look, it actually has grown 6.5%.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, so the Sparks market is always been, seems like, a little bit more active for
it's
some reason.
It's where to be, absolutely.
A little bit more desirable. They don't have a lot of inventory right now at 159, but their sold per square foot a price, I think, is pretty good. Lisa, what's it read at?
Yeah, I think that's a great perspective. And then, did you ask me a question?
Yeah. Why don't you read us the price per square foot for the median priced homes in Sparks? What's that looking like?
So it's a little bit less than Reno at $289 per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting that Sparks is an area that is kind of set aside from a down payment assistance program. So the population in the Sparks area is less than 100,000. That qualifies them for a lot of different down payment assistance programs. When you take a look and you say only 131 homes sold and there's 100,000 people living in the area, that is 1% of, so the amount of inventory that we have to take care of that 100,000 people is so small compared to what we would have for a stable market.
Oh, it absolutely is. But you're right about the Sparks area, that it does offer an element of rural, because it's right on the edge of the metro. And thinking back to those USDA loans, some of those Sparks addresses may.
Yes, not a lot of them,
but, I know some of them will. And I figure if I get some, why not talk about it? Because the USDA mortgage is a great mortgage. But when we're talking about our next area that we're looking at, I know that that area does qualify for the USDA mortgage. I'm talking about the capital city, Carson City, Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean, what a historic place to live in. Yeah. What a historic place to just visit. I love going to Carson City. It's so close to the mountains. It's beautiful. I really think it's a desirable area, even more desirable from the cottage perspective, you know, from just the feeling than the metro area. But it's got a good price. So, Chris, why don't you tell us what our median home price is for the last month in April in Carson City?
So we're looking at $495,000, and that's actually up again, 3.8% looks like.
$495,000 compared to, let's go back to Reno, $572,000, a difference of yada 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 $77,000. That's pretty substantial. A little bit of a commute maybe, but not a bad drive nowadays. Lisa, do you remember when we did not have the 580?
Yes, I absolutely remember that, yeah.
All those stops at the chocolate factory.
Oh, well, there was that. Somehow don't manage to hit that quite as often anymore. No.
Washoe City. But there was the Washoe House that we would stop sometimes for lunch or dinner. Yep. And then you could always get gas at the gas station. It was just busy as all ever.
And you could get a ticket for speeding through the valley
in
as well.
In Washoe City, yes.
They knew you by name, did they?
They personally did. Yes, they did.
Now you can walk on that street, on that road for the most part, and feel really safe because most of the traffic goes north and south on Interstate 580. That was a great, great improvement. So from a commuting perspective, if you decide to buy in Carson City and you live and you work in South Meadows, it's really not a bad drive. You're talking about maybe 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
On a bad day, maybe 20. 25 minutes.
And you get to drive it 75 miles an hour, too, for a big portion of it.
It's to be a good clip. Carson City is awesome. They did not have a lot of closed sales, though. I know, because they never do. So, Chris Barnes, how many closed sales did we have in Carson?
Wow, looks like 51.
Mm-hmm. That looks like it's up just a little bit from last year, in fact. So, at least they are doing some good activity. In fact, all of the metro markets, Reno, Sparks, and Carson, are all up in price in their median home price, although when you look at their number of closed sales, only Reno is down slightly, but still up 10%. Is that what you show?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good number.
It is a really good number in closed sales. And maybe they had a new, you never know, maybe they built a new area that has expanded, or maybe the second homeowners are not buying after a new development. Who knows? But it does look like good things in Carson City. Active inventory, 85 units, it looks like, are being available. And they're sold per square foot a little bit higher than Reno, rather a little bit higher than Sparks. Sparks was 289, Carson City at 309. And a new listing's coming, 62. So not a lot of inventory, but it is a much smaller community. That is why, it qualifies for the USDA loan. Lisa, is that right?
Carson City itself in Carson City, not necessarily, but you go to the outskirts of Carson City as well. Mm-hmm. USDA mapping is interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Give me Story County, all good.
And then everything in between.
Churchill or Lyon County.
Well, we'll get to that one, but right now I want to talk about the neighbor of Carson City, Douglas County. We'll talk about Douglas County after this quick message.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. RapidRooterNV.com.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
A gratifying career as a CSA Head Start teacher or early Head Start teacher is your chance of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Kara. I'm a teacher here at Early Head Start and Head Start. I've lived here all my life, and I love being a teacher. And I love working with my coworkers. My coworkers here are just like my family. I'm happy to be helping the youngest people in Northern Nevada. If you want to be a teacher here at Head Start, you can call us at 775-786-6023.
All right, so looking at Douglas County, one of the coolest places to visit, you've got Minden, you've got Gardnerville, you've got Genoa. You're right next to Lake Tahoe, basically. Yeah. All you got between the lake and you is a mountain. It's really a great place to be. I spent a lot of time in Douglas County when I was cycling in the Markleyville area. And really enjoyed a lot of great opportunities to just enjoy some beautiful areas. Douglas County, though, is a stronger, more desirable area, so it does have a stronger median home price. Lisa Fleck, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about the median home price, Douglas County.
Yeah, so it came in at $661,000 in the month of April. Compared to last year, they are...
Well, it looks like it's up 27%.
Oh, that's substantial, 27%.
That is big yeah. percent. Yes, Lisa, you're right. It's up 27.1%. Now, that's a really substantial increase. So let's look at how many deals were done, because we talk about how sometimes one deal can make a big difference on the median home price, right? Because you sell a super million-dollar home in a small market, small-dollar home market area can have a big impact. How many homes sold, Lisa?
Only 61.
61 homes sold. And that's probably down a little bit from last year. Okay,
down
so looking like down about 7%. They still, though, I think, you know, when you compare Douglas County to Carson and even Sparks, they hold their own with the number of homes in their active listings. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting, surprising with that. Yeah. Shows that 127 active and another 69 coming. So they do have some deals happening in Douglas County. I've heard more and more people talking about that area. The price per square foot in that area obviously is a little bit higher at $348 a square foot. Maybe I need to buy a bigger home again. That could bring that price down.
You'll be in competition with all the people coming from California. They
yes,
tend
I
to
would
like
be.
That area very much.
They do. They do because it's artsy. It's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. got so much going on.
Yeah.
So we looked at Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Douglas, which I look at that's where most of the people live here in Northern Nevada. But a lot of people choose that rural lifestyle, too. One of my favorite areas is Fernley, Nevada. So, yeah, that makes a good reason, good sense that people would choose one of these four of our
Absolutely.
First areas that we
yep.
talked about because they're close to the airport.
Yep.
And if you're a jet setter and you've got a lot of action going on in your business world or fun world, you definitely want to be close to the Reno Tahoe.
Don't want to miss that flight.
Yeah, you know it. But let's look at Fernley again. One of my favorite areas because it's really the area that I recommend to people who are talking about how they'll maybe never be able to own a home because the first-time home buying process is so difficult. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they want to live in Double Diamond area or maybe South Meadows. Arrow Creek would be nice, too. But they just can't quite cut the deal there.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest they look at Fernley, Nevada. Great values there. And really kind of a cool little drive when you get there because it's all along the Truckee River. Less than a half an hour in many cases mm-hmm. to get to Fernley, Nevada. Lisa, please share with us the median home price.
Median home price last month was $384,495.
$384. We're in the 300s now.
Yeah.
Very nice. So we went from the 500s to the 400s in Carson, the 600s in Douglas. We're in the 300s in Fernley. Wow. That sounds affordable.
It does. It definitely does. It's still up from this month or April last year.
Yeah, you know, I think people have, a lot of people have discovered Fernley, and even though I'm not on their Chamber of Commerce member list, I do talk about it a lot, and it's a great place, I think, to consider buying a home. It's up just over 4% from last year, but like any small community, they don't have a lot of closed sales. Mm-hmm. They just had 36.
Yeah.
So one more sale could have made a substantial difference if it was, you know, way off the price charts one way or the other. But when you look at this activity that they have going now, the number of closed sales at 36, it was pretty much that last year. So it's kind of a flat market there. The prices are up a little over 4%, probably because of desirability.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 77 units right now in the active inventory, and 57 are coming. Maybe more, right? We still have time. The sold per square footage, though, I'm loving this. We're in the 200s. $246 a square foot. Have you seen any really super nice homes in Fernley, Lisa? Have you ever had a chance to
tour some of the residential area? Yeah, there's a number of homes. They built a golf course out there sometime around the crash, mm-hmm. and so they have some nice homes on the golf course. You mentioned something, Peter, I think is really important for people to understand. You know, if you are buying your first home and you can't buy your forever home yet, one of the advantages that you can grow your wealth through real estate is purchasing a home, living it as a primary residence for 2 years, and then going ahead and holding onto that home as an investment property, and then going and buying your next home. And so you can kind of ladder real estate investment properties by being willing to go ahead and kind of follow this every 2 year type of a policy. So it's a great place to start.
Lisa, that's a great thing to think about. I've heard that from many old time realtors and mm-hmm. business people about how you really make the big money in the world of real estate. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to do that, by buying that first primary residence and then hitting the gas.
Well, and in the case of Fernley and Fallon, too, it's close enough to the Air Force Base or the Navy Base. And when you have a person who is renting from you who is military, they get monthly BAH. And that's guaranteed income that can come straight from directly to you from the VA or from the military, and you have guaranteed rent.
And we love supporting our men and women in uniform.
Right.
That's just one more thing, but I love that. Chris Barnes at Dixon Realty, you probably talk with a lot of people that are considering what Lisa's exactly describing,
and
right?
Piggybacking off of what Lisa just mentioned, you know, we have Trick 2 that is on the books and coming in the region. So that's just going to really escalate the desirability of that region. You know, people are going to be working there, are going to be living, and that's a beautiful little bedroom community that's going
to
happen.
Oh, man, that's got to be awesome. I drive to Yerington on a regular basis, and I go right through the Tahoe Industrial Center. Yes, it's quite an interesting place to travel through. You're telling me that Trick 2 is coming. Where's that? Whereabouts
is
that
going to be? That's going to be east of the first Trick. So that's going to be they've planned for it, so we'll see, you know, how that comes about. I mm-hmm. know that was you know, pushed forward, and we just heard about it last year. So, you know, this is an opportunity for people in the know, like you had mentioned, you know, coming into a little community that the prices are substantially more affordable, you know, than in our main valley here. You know, just a little drive and have that, you know, 10-year plan, 5-year plan, whatever they want to do, and that's a golden opportunity.
I really do believe it's going to grow fast, because at some point there's limited room in the big metro areas, and people are always looking for a little bit of escape, but still stay in the region. And Fernley is almost like part of the Truckee Meadows. It is so close because it's part of the Truckee River. It's right next to it. It's a really delightful area to consider. So young first-time home buyers, and even I'm hearing about retirees cashing it in, and then buying a beautiful place in Fernley, enjoying a little bit more of a rural lifestyle. It all sounds good to me. I want people to experience what it's like by taking a drive out there. Again, it's just about half an hour to the east of Sparks, and we make that trip pretty often. It's pretty cool. The median home price in Fernley at $384,495 is really a pretty good number, and something that would be affordable for a lot of people that are priced out of the market right now. Mm-hmm. Another area that I like, which is adjacent or next to Fernley and travel, would be Fallon, Nevada. Big agricultural area there. Lisa, you were talking about the military opportunities for rents, because that is where the Naval Air Base is.
Yeah, that's it's a great way. An example would be, my daughter owns a home near Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and she has been renting it for a number of years, and they rent to military families, and those military families receive that BAH. It's a housing allotment that's given to families based on the number of people in their family, and it automatically comes in every month. So she has never had an issue with her rent not being paid.
Wow. Well, I would bet that that's probably about the same case if we look at Fallon, Nevada, with the Naval Air Base there. Looking at their median home price, $385,000. Sounds like a great price in that area. You're really into the cows and horses and hay. But Fernley, the city, is a lovely little town. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of really cool restaurants and activities, great shopping areas. And it's the cool thing about Fallon is it is the only city in the county. It's in Churchill County. Mm-hmm. And so it's also the capital. So you, if you're in Fallon, you get it all. You get the county, you get the city, and you get all that great lifestyle in Fallon. And it's growing pretty substantially. That's one of our areas that is up dramatically. You see what that is like looking like, Chris?
That's incredible to see some of those numbers. So we're taking a look at the median sales price of 3 to 5, but that's up effectively 14%.
Yeah. 14. So people, again, I believe, are discovering the area, but we always have to, you know, tone our comments with the number of closed sales, because there aren't that many sales closed there. 23 sales closed in the last month, and that's down pretty substantially from the year prior, down about as much as it's up in price, down 14% number of closed sales. Not a lot of inventory, but enough to make it interesting. 37 are in the active market and 29 in the new listings. And I love this sold per square foot price. How'd you like to tell your friends, Lisa, you got a home for $235 a square foot?
That's pretty cool.
That is really good. They'd probably say, what kind of a manufactured home did you buy, Lisa?
Yeah, how many years ago has that been?
Yeah, when was that?
Wow.
But no, that is a good number, and I'm encouraging people to also explore in the Fallon area as well. Chris Barnes, any final thoughts for our listeners today about the Northern Nevada real estate market? People have a lot of maybe angst in their minds about buying or selling. What are some words of advice you might offer?
Talk to a professional. You know, this is a year in which a professional is going to help you lay the groundwork for success. Don't go at it thinking that, you know, what you thought last year was the reality, because this is a changing market, ever-changing marketplace, and things will consistently shift. So, you know, talk to your professional in any industry that, you know, whether it's Lisa, myself. Insurance is a major, major thing that is rearing its ugly head here soon. Talk to your professional about how insurance is going to impact you, because I've heard some deals fall apart because they couldn't get insurance literally a week before the close of escrow.
Wow. So many details, but you're right. Insurance is a big issue now for homeowners, even renters, car, automobile. It's all skyrocketing. You really got to keep an eye on it. So thanks for that great advice. Well, hopefully you come back and visit with us again, Chris. In the meantime, if somebody wants to reach you, what's the best way?
Best way is my cell phone, which is 775-354-2000.
Very good. Thanks for coming in. Hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Lisa Fleck has been here too. Lisa, Neo Home Loans, you've got that cash program.
Yes,
I love that.
The cash buyer program.
I love the cash buyer program, because you don't need to have all your cash together to still take advantage of the cash buyer program. Sometimes it can be the difference between being able to get the deal and losing it. Mm-hmm. So thanks for bringing that to our attention today. And we're glad that you came to visit with us.
Thanks.
Somebody wants to talk to you about this or any other type of loan, what's the best way?
Best number is 775-287-2444.
Lisa Fleck from Neo Home Loans. I'll put your information and Chris Barnes' information, too, on our website, NevadaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll make it easy for people to find you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Peter. It was amazing.
I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in as well. We're on the air again next week. Same time, same station. Tell your friends and family to tune in, too, and then they'll make a great deal when it comes time to buy or sell real estate. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Nevada Real Estate Radio with Peter Padilla. We value your listenership. Want to talk with Peter? Send an email to peter@nevadarealestateradio.com.
A gratifying career as a CSA Head Start teacher or early Head Start teacher is your chance of a lifetime.
My name is Eileen O'Malley. I've been working with Head Start for about a year now. I love my job. I love my career. I love this company. Not only do I get to make a good impression with children, I also get to be involved in my community. I prefer working at CSA for multiple reasons. I have more support. I have more room for growth. And we have smaller class sizes. Visit the website at csareno.org.
Attention, restaurant and bar owners. Don't let your profits go down the drain. Call Rapid Rooter Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365.
People call us. It's usually a plumbing emergency. I hear things like, help, we're underwater, or the wedding party starts in an hour. The bathrooms don't work.
Call Rapid Rooter, 775-322-4124. Emergency Commercial Plumbing, 24/7, 365. RapidRooterNV.com. Natakwa News, the original, entertaining, informative, and historic publication. Natakwa News is a community newspaper with good news, history, travel, and fun. Natakwa News is delivered to the North Slopes of the Sierra Nevada throughout Nevada and California. It's a delightful experience of yesteryear. The articles are outstanding, and the illustrations bring the stories to life. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
Next time on the Sherry Hill Show, we're going to talk about there are only two things keeping you from having the life you want: knowing how to turn your good idea into a world-class app or product, and learning what it takes to be a killer entrepreneur that investors are dying to back. My guest, Fred Carey, CEO of Idea Pros, can teach you both. The Sherry Hill Show, Mondays, 11:30 a.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 93.7 FM. The Sherry Hill Show, where business is amplified.